comes from Annette in Odessa. It says, and the subject, Still By His Side. Ooh, that's a country song. Dear Freak Show, I got to thank you guys for making my mornings. I've been listening to you guys for 2 years of living here after moving from Denver, Colorado. My confession is something my husband and I do because of his work schedule. He's a national sales rep, so once a month, he's on the road for the better part of a week and sleeping away from home. In those instances, we sleep together via video chat. Boy, you laugh and joke. I was in the worst relationship before my husband, and it crushed me, and he helped me up through it, but he knows that I have serious trust issues, so those issues were deeply rooted when I met him over 5 years ago. This has been a calming thing for me, and it reassures him that I'm still there as well, just like we sleep next to each other. We just video chat through the night. Wanted to confess that to you because I love listening to your show. Signed, Annette. And Annette is crazy.
Right.
That's crazy.
that's next level.
I'm just joking,
clingy.
Annette. I'm just joking.
From
just
crazy
joking.
Town.
You're not crazy. You're not crazy.
That's
I'm
so
joking.
Clingy, though.
I'm not. It's not. It's their comfort level. It's where technology is taking you now.
This is like when you were like 14 and you had a phone in your room
oh,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And you
hang
would like
up.
Fall asleep. No, you hang
no,
up.
No, I'm just going to breathe next to you. We like it's like we sleeping.
Oh my god!
You sleep. Oh, let me go. Let you go. No, stay on the phone. Okay.
That's some major trust issues, though.
It really is.
I like that. That was back.
Show
in the
me
day.
Around your hotel yeah. room. Let me see who's there. Show no, me under
I mean,
the bed.
No,
open the
she
closet.
Said, she didn't say she interrogates him.
That's what
him.
She meant.
She said we stay on like we're next to each
it
other.
It is sweet that he does that. He goes out of his way to make sure that she feels
to make sure she feels
confident.
Good.
Yes. So that's he should get an award for being like a really good husband. But on the other hand, I mean, if it was me, I can't wait till Anthony leaves town so I can just have a little alone time.
Let
you
me
know?
Tell you. I would be reading reviews of hotel rooms of like which one has like the jankiest Wi-Fi. That's where I'm going every single. Oh, baby, my signal.
The company makes me go to this client. I don't know.
It's
I'm
not
sorry.
My fault.
I'll shoot you a text in the morning.
I mean, is this too much? 888-429-0941, or is it best that this husband is willing to do it? Because you got to find your partner who's willing to be down. She needs this. He's willing to do it. Mm. And so what's the problem?
She got a good man.
Like, that's a great parent. She don't need to be with any other man but him.
I feel like trust issues, no matter how many times you find out that they're not doing anything, they still get worse. And now it's just going to progress into more and more snooping.
But he's
and,
just willing to have.
And it's almost a level of codependency, too.
Of course it is.
It's, right. I need you.
It's kind of it's
I don't,
weird.
You don't want nobody to need you?
No. I mean, I don't want you to have to, like, I can't sleep with without you.
In the email, she said that they both like it. Like, yeah. He enjoys it as well.
I would beg to differ.
What?
How do you know?
I mean, I don't
He's
know.
He's willing to do it.
But I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a man that likes
Somebody
that.
Just hit us in the 407. It says, I know everybody's going to talk about how crazy this chick is, but let's not forget about how crazy the guy is. Is the fact that he agrees to do this, yeah. He is not her ex. If she can't see that, he needs to run because this is never going to change.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's not. It's going to get worse. It's going to progress.
That's not true. It's just the sleeping
what
thing when he's out
just,
of town.
I'm happy with my wife and this is fine.
This is how much I love her.
This is
her.
How my wife wants me to sleep. And guess what?
This is I'm how my wife
way.
Wants me to sleep.
This, right. I'm saying this is how my wife wants me to sleep.
That so is horrifying.
What is horrifying about that?
I have to. You have to tell me how to sleep?
He agreed to it, though. He's been doing it.
This is how my wife is more comfortable with me sleeping. I don't care. I get to sleep.
Yeah.
I ain't doing nothing. My wife gets to see it. She's happy wife, happy life.
Simp.
What?
All right, wait. Josh is on the phone. Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
We're trying to figure out this husband here. Now, what do you think?
Well, I don't think they're crazy at all. I just feel that she's designed for him, and he's designed for her. Because if he's comfortable enough with that, and to make her comfortability level, feel more secure than what she experienced before, and he is just doing what a true man alpha would do. There's a lot of men out there that that will actually say, "No, I'm not going to do that. I feel that you should already trust me," and this and that and the third. But those rules don't apply to everyone, especially dealing with people that have trust issues. There's, you know, everybody to me in relationships, they have somewhat of a little bit of trust issue here and now and then, even with people that have been together for like 10 years or 7 years, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I mean,
Go ahead.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, I'm just saying that he's just doing what a true alpha would do. He's securing her feelings, securing whatever insecurity that she has to make her feel that, hey, everything's going to be okay. We are fine. We're not going to, you know, I'm not going to have you experience whatever you experienced before.
He might be hoping that, you know, great points there, Josh. He might be hoping that he does this so 100 that she's like, absolutely, I'm done with it.
Right.
Or if she has to keep it, he's like, I'm willing to do it because I want my wife to be happy and mentally happy.
Yeah.
You know, not just paying the bills, but making sure she's good. All in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We have a great text speaking to that right now. It says, in my last relationship, I got cheated on all the time. I was always paranoid and checking his stuff. When my current man and I got together, he logged into his social media on my phone and left it. I never asked him to do this, but his willingness to be completely transparent erased all trust issues. And we are so solid.
See, there you go. Dude, you got to do what you got to play to your audience. T is on the phone. T, you with her. You like, yo, fired up. FaceTime.
Yes, I am. I am with her 100% because I don't know what it is about these men this day and age. They're so dishonest. And I just recently right now is experiencing that feeling right now of being lied to and can't trust. So what happened is I'm not as crazy as Annette. I went away for a weekend, and the first chance I went away, my husband has to be out with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, hell no.
And then what makes it so worse, we're on a family vacation. I went through his phone, saw the picture, and I asked this man right in front of his face, B, were you out with Stacy this weekend? No. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Knowing that I already saw the photo,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. He lied straight to your face.
Right to my face. So, I told my husband, like, listen, I came out of a relationship before that this man lied to me, telling me that he's filing for divorce, never have made me feel so nasty within myself of sleeping with a married man. I'm not a woman like that.
Right.
I'm a woman of class. So just keep it 100. This, you can't trust these people now. You can't trust these men now.
Well, you can trust this husband. This husband is on a live stream all night and snoring right next to you on your iPhone 11. So you can trust this one right here.
That was just a little tease. The real thing is coming up at 6 o'clock. Orlando and the Freak Show. Morning 6 to 10 a.m. on Wild 94.1. The Bay's Party Station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.